This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the sucky Super Bowl from last night or from yesterday, go over those numbers, BT, because I'm curious to learn here from what you did, what we're looking at for the Jets this year.
Okay, so the Jets right now, right around $20 million in cap space. Obviously, that is very, you know, fungible, very flexible, whatever.
That's with the increase or
No. Now the Rodgers stuff. Okay, so you've got a $49 million cap hit in dead money. The option off of that is to take, and this would Glenn and Muji going to have to decide, take the full cap hit this year or designate him on June 1, okay? If they designate him June 1, then they would be forced to carry his 2025 cap charge until June 1, obviously, but then it would drop to $14 million, which obviously opens up some space for this year. The problem is you're then also including 2026 because then $35 million would then transfer to 2026. So bottom line is the decision that they've got to make is, do they want to stretch this out over 2 years or do they want to take one shot to the chin and just basically move on and absorb the bad monies now?
And what about for Rodgers to go play elsewhere?
He said that he's going to restructure, rework, and all that other stuff too.
Right, but meaning, so they designate him June 1st, meaning they control him until June 1st?
Well, again, it's just really a symbolic designation. It's not like they have to wait till May 29th. Oh, what are the Jets going to do? No, they can do it now. They can designate him June 1 cut, and then that would apply to the March start of the year. They could actually start doing things now, even though it doesn't start until June with the designation.
Right. I guess my question is, I don't know if you have the answer to this or not, if they do that, does that mean Rodgers then has to wait until June to find a potential?
I don't believe so. No, I do not believe he does. Now, the other thing, too, again, just specific to the Jets here. So, obviously, Tyrod Taylor's under contract. He's got a contract next year. Not a lot of money.
What, he signed a two-year deal?
Signed a two-year deal. Yeah. Yep. Now, you've got, the pipe dream. For some, not that everybody really wants it, but there's no way the Jets are paying Darnold big money. That's not happening. I would not touch Kirk Cousins. I'm so without interest in him.
I wouldn't touch either of those two guys.
No. Now, Cousins will be cheaper for a reason. He had horrendous final 6 or 7 weeks. He said he was hurt, whatever. I'm not doing that either. I think the most plausible direction for the Jets from a quarterback perspective this year is to have Tyrod Taylor. He's going to be on the team, and I want him on the team. Kick the tires on Justin Fields, but I think the Steelers probably retain him. And then what the Jets have to do is focus on a second-tier draft option at quarterback, whether it's Dart, whether it's Jalen Milroe, and now you'd go to camp.
What about the kid that they have for Florida State?
He's not ready. Not only is he not,
it can't
he
be took, a backup this year?
He took a step back physically. His foot injury was gruesome. Okay. So he actually took a step back in the rehab. I don't know where he is now.
But he's
more of a longer range.
Doesn't seem like a viable option to even back up this year. Okay.
No, you can't count on that. Not that he can't emerge midseason or open some eyes. I think he's talented, but I don't think physically he's ready. So I think you get a situation where Tyrod Taylor and maybe another backup, not a veteran backup, maybe more of the mode like a Mariota, maybe battle it out for the starter. I hate this, but I'm just telling you what I think. I'm just based on the numbers.
Plus, he's not a good team guy. No, I know what you're saying. What I mean? Somebody like that.
And then you try to find either late first round or early second round, and if that kid really flashes early, maybe he works his way into the equation. But that's the quarterback picture.
But if you're going to go Tyrod Taylor, I'm fine with drafting one, but then that means, let's say Jameis is out of the picture. I'm not saying I want Jameis, but I'd rather Jameis than Tyrod Taylor. At least with Jameis, there's some fun. There's some potential upside. With Tyrod Taylor, you're getting a game manager.
I would agree with that, but I also think that the game manager, even though I think Jameis is a terrific human being, I think the game manager is much more appealing to somebody because they're going to draft somebody somewhere. So do you want that quarterback look at a film with Jameis or with Tyrod?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'll take Tyrod in that equation.
I guess. So the plan...
This is the options based on the money.
Based on the money, the plan would be... Right, because we agree that with all the current options, the best would probably be Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be realistic. Because at least Justin Fields, you could have... Like, he's a much better version of Tyrod Taylor. Younger version with potential.
But more erratic. That's the... Tyrod was never erratic, even when he was young.
Yeah.
Like, his ceiling wasn't through the roof, but he was never a pick machine.
Right, but I mean, as far as a quarterback who's going to, you know, kind of lay the groundwork this year, there's the potential that Fields could be the guy for 2-3 years. You know, even if you draft a quarterback, there's no saying he's going to be ready next year anyway.
Oh, I know.
Or 2 years even. You know,
well, I think what I agree, Sal. I think what the Jets are going to... That's why you bring in somebody like a Fields. Tyrod's already there.
Yeah.
By the way, Tyrod doesn't have to start. You can have Tyrod, hey, you're the backup no matter what. And if you wind up drafting somebody fairly early, maybe you just start Justin Fields. I'm just saying Fields. Tyrod's the backup no matter what. And then if this kid, you know, maybe if Fields isn't very good...
You're not going to have four, though, right?
Well, you're not going to have... Well, you're going to have the kid that they drafted last year too, but he's more of an injury reclamation project,
so
to speak.
So you're not going to waste a spot on him.
This is why I would have brought back Aaron Rodgers. Like this was all part of my thought process. But
plus, you're paying him anyway.
Yes, there is a number there.
I'm fascinated to find out, and maybe we'll hear from Rodgers this week. You would think, maybe a little McAfee some point. I don't know, but I'm fascinated to find out what he wants to do. I would assume he's going to want to play. Who would want him, and then what the structure is going to be like. Getting him out of the Jets contract and getting him in to the new spot. However, that's going to be best for both parties.
Well, once they cut him, there's nothing to get out.
No, I
then
know,
he's already
fee
free.
But is there a way that they can, I don't want to say
manipulate the money?
Yeah, but like say, hey, all right, well, maybe we trade him. I don't know. Like,
think about this, Al. There is always a way to do something creative that seems unattainable now, based on the numbers. Think about what Muji and the Broncos did a year ago with Russell Wilson. I think his dead cap was 53.
By the way,
which was untenable. They got rid of him. They're a playoff team.
If you have to take that cap hit, how would you? If just looking at it, either
I would take it on the chin one
me
year.
Too.
I don't want this to bleed into 2026.
Me too. Hit me with it now, and let's move on from it. Mark is in Cranford. What's up, Mark?
Hey guys, lifelong Jets fan, and they've made tons of mistakes through the years. But Rodgers was a huge one. I didn't want him when they traded for him. You know, Wilson was a terrible draft choice. But if you remember, he was running for his life. He had no offensive line. And you gave up a first-round pick that year, which would have gone to an offensive line most likely, and put a 40-year-old man or a 39-year-old man who hadn't gotten out of the first round of the playoffs at home in years. And, yeah, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback based on what he did for the first 17 years of his career. Not at 39, and then he gets hurt, and you want him back now at 41, 2 years later? No, move on.
Right, the problem is, though, Mark, and what you're saying is not wrong, and thank you for the call. See, the decision to get Rodgers for me wasn't the problem a couple years ago.
Yeah.
The problem was what put them in a spot where they felt they needed to go out and get Rodgers. When you draft a quarterback number 2 overall and you screw it up that badly that you're in a spot a few years later to have to go get the 41-year-old, whatever, 39-year-old quarterback at the time, you've already lost. You might as well take a shot and hope that he could bail you out. They didn't. But the real mistake was drafting and screwing up Zach Wilson. But look at what Rodgers did, like, statistically this year. Everybody's like, 5 wins, disaster. What Rodgers did statistically is as good as any Jets quarterback that we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you got to take that into account as well in comparison to what has been and what will be for the quarterback spot, at least for the near future.
Listen, this is a reminder that when desperate people are trying to make or are making decisions based on their future employment, this is kind of what you get. Now, if that was year 2 for Joe Douglas and year 2 for Robert Saleh, meaning this year or even last year with Rodgers, it's a little different. Joe was there, so Joe knew that he had to start putting some wins on the board. So even though I was okay with the Rodgers, I was happy when they got him. It didn't work out, obviously, for a lot of different reasons, not all of which are his, as we've chronicled many times. But you do things to accelerate a rebuild. And when you do that, you try to cut corners. Not that it could never work, but generally, it doesn't work.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls on Aaron Rodgers. Get to the Super Bowl. We'll give our thoughts from the sucky Super Bowl from yesterday as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.